So I said, I think I've been to the first Teach Meet and now the last one, so seen the span. Next week I'll have seen them all. The first one started as a very casual affair. It was in a pub. It was organised on the back of a conference. Like this one is organised. They've become a lot more complicated. They've changed, I think, in a certain way. Obviously, we're looking for how they change it. I think this one tonight went really well. I think I really like the way David has mixed it up. I say, I'm not even sure what World Cafe is, but I really like the learning rounds. I thought that was very good to split up, and the actual task that I was set in my learning room was quite good because I got to pop round and see what other people were doing. And I thought that was, you know, there's a lot of engagement there, and we're probably going for engagement. I think a few things have happened to Teach Me. One is the sponsorship thing. It's become much more of a sponsored event. I've seen sort of bits and pieces of some that are very sponsored and almost been organised by the sponsors. I think we made a real effort in this one to avoid that. The sponsors have paid their money, but they basically get a badge and that's it. And I think that's quite important. I think in the way as well with the money, the way things money is going in education, it's quite important to maybe not have so much sponsorship, not to have freebies, not to have, you know, I know we had a couple of drinks here, but we're paying for our own dinner, and I think, although I don't really like paying for my own dinner, I think that's been really a good idea, because we're sort of living off the back of volunteers. But that's as much as I know, so I'm kind of throwing this open to whatever people think. How do we make Teach Me evolve? Does it need to evolve? Is it doing a good job? Another thing, well, I'm talking, as David said in a podcast a wee while ago, somebody said, you know, what do you attribute the success of Teach Me? And he said, I don't know if it has succeeded. If you define succeeded as in, was that you he was talking to? Was it you that said that, or you asked him?
I asked him the question.
He said, I don't know if it has succeeded because it's like, it succeeded for the people that come along. But has it changed education? Has it actually got out into the wider community?
Well, that was something I brought up last year, and I'd be glad to see you've implemented, was bring a friend.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of last year's session, we kind of had a kind of show of hands, some suggestions and questions, and I suggested bring a friend because there's so many people out there that haven't heard of Teach Me, no clue what it is, you know, they aren't really online, they're not on Twitter or anything, and yet they're probably doing really interesting things in their classroom, but not sharing it with anybody else. So I'm glad to see that changing.
The other variable was in there was there's a woman, Bev, I can't remember her last name.
Evans.
Bev Evans. We ran one in her house. She just said, round a few friends, round something in the one school, a few people round. They had a good night. They shared ideas. And that to me was a true spirit of Teach Me. It was small, informal, relaxed, directly related to teaching and learning. And then they went away and they knew each other better, knew what each other were doing, because you don't have a chance to go into each other's classes a lot, and then shared those ideas and built those really, really quickly. But there's also space at the other end for some of this, and I think you need both, and I think TeamChat is not one model.
Yeah, David organised one a couple of years ago, and it was like the Access Network watch meeting, and it was all done virtually, so everyone's sitting in their own house, on their own computer with webcam, and I learned so much from it, and it really was, you know, it wasn't having to come along somewhere, it wasn't having to make it, and real effort to be there, you know, folks, kids were around buying the webcam.
I tried doing something like that that Doug did online, and it was all English though.
Is that the Sunday night thing that he does?
Yeah, he take it round up.
Quite a long
maybe,
time ago.
Yeah. They've done a couple of things. It took round up flash meeting.
But it's that opportunity to share, I think, is the important thing. It's not about the flash sponsors or look what we have got. It's about, well, what can we do? This is the situation we're in, let's share it. And I think the more local that is, the better that is. Because then it's directly related to what your situation is. Because my situation of 220 kids on an island two hours off the mainland is completely different to somebody who I know in Hampshire with a school of 3,000. Completely different. I can't measure them. You know, they're not the same things. You know? And good luck to Andy, he's moved from Isla to there. But
You're not bitter.
I'm not bitter.
I mean, there is a flip side. You don't want it to become overtly sponsored. But at the same time, I mean, I know for a fact David's clenching his buttocks very tightly tonight about the barbell. And I know, you know, when we went to India Key and you had to pay a deposit and, you know, you don't have enough cash for that. I mean, there is, I know when we did the student one ourselves, the sponsorship was grand and they signed up for it in the asshole, but then they said, aye, right, okay, to get it you're going to have to do it. Something that you had to pay for and you get it back to you. Mm-hmm.
So
we made it up on Google, actually, didn't we?
Actually, it's been recorded, David. David, it's been recorded.
No, but I mean, they just, they, as far as they're concerned, they're quite happy to give the money, but they just need an official looking bit of paper to have a paper trail. So we just put the Teachmeet logo at the top of it.
It's a superb design application. So
it's as long as they've got something to show that they've not just thrown this in a bin or put it in their pocket.
Yeah. What about the suggestion of having an umbrella body? Pros and cons? The pros are that you can provide official looking receipts, you can have a cash pot that's there. The disadvantages are it then becomes under that umbrella and that becomes a controlling body. Those are the two.
You have to bid for the money.
Becoming a TED type organisation. I don't know if we want
that. It's like the Edinburgh Festival, then you had the Fringe, and now you've got a Fringe on the Fringe. And some of Teachmeet, I think, sits quite squarely in the Fringe, the official Fringe. Like something like this is well organised, you need lots of money. But I think we definitely need this in your, not, you wouldn't want to come to my house, but in your house or in the pub.
Pub
or,
below your house.
Yeah. You know, something like that.
It should be scalable from the smallest to the biggest.
That's a great word. That's scalable.
And the other thing is, it's not so much about saying, right, that it's not about approving, it's not about saying that is a Teachmeet. It's about saying that is not a Teachmeet. If someone turns up at your school and says, right, we're going to do a Teachmeet for you, it's going to cost you X thousand pounds. Someone has to be able to turn around and say
it. It's not so much what is a Teachmeet, it's almost what isn't a Teachmeet. The two of them playing, kind of, both of them.
Who's defining that, though? You know?
Exactly.
And it's like, Teachmeet has, you've used the word evolve, and evolving is difficult, dangerous, things die off, some things succeed, survival of the fittest, etc., right? Teachmeet is also an open source movement, essentially. The benefits of open source we all know, but the other side of open source is you don't have control. If someone wants to have it, if everyone wants to have it in their living room, no sponsors, whatever, no problem. Or you want a big bet one that costs thousands of pounds, you've got to deal with EMAP and invoicing, no problem. I could go away and do my own one tomorrow, do a brain pop Teachmeet. Could I call it Teachmeet? Nobody can tell me not to call it Teachmeet, that's the point, right? So if it's open source, it's open source, and if you want to lock it down and have your own division, and that's cool. But
we have to look at the actual open source license we slapped on it. It could, you know, GPL, or it could be, you know, it could be Creative Commons, whatever. I would go for attribution non-commercial.
But then you have to have someone to enforce.
Yeah.
People who break that license, and then you get in quite. It's, if I want to protect my IP, I can go after someone that breaks my IP.
Almost back to the Richard Grenfell stuff, talking about, you know, personal branding.
Yeah.
When do you start controlling the branding of Teachmeet? And I think Teachmeet as a brand exists. It's out there. It's open source.
It is.
But it's out there. And it's how do you, I mean, I went into an online Teachmeet, and the first thing I saw was people rushing for sponsored bags to take them away. And my immediate gut reaction, that's the first thing I saw on the webcam, and my immediate reaction was, that's not a Teachmeet.
But at the same time, we're probably talking about teachers who may not. I gave you that. The point is those teachers may not have attended at all without an incentive of some description, a benefit, beyond something they don't know about. It's hard to quantify the learning you're going to get from a Teachmeet until you've been, right? So when I went to the Blackpool Teachmeet, there were schools who would go, right, all our CPD for this term, all 20 of our teachers are going to go to the Blackpool Teachmeet, and that's our CPD. But they didn't know what they were going to get. They just knew there were some opportunities to pick up some pens and a bit of this and a bit of that.
and then that was forgotten about, and then they were enjoying the teach me.
That's why I'm getting lots of goodie bags and freebies and prizes and things, because people will come from the uni.
Guys, we need to finish up now. I'm sorry, there's staff at the Armadillo need to go up.